Know the top stories of the day. Understand the issues that matter. This is Manila Bulletin News on Web. Your quick rundown of top news in the country and around the world. Manila Bulletin, celebrating 120 years of timely stories and timeless truths. Be fully informed.
Hi, I'm Barbie Atienza. This is MB Now, and here are your news on Web.
To stem the surging cases of the Delta coronavirus variant, the government is keeping the strict quarantine restrictions in several parts of the country next month. President Rodrigo Roa Duterte has approved to retain Metro Manila and several areas under General Community Quarantine, or GCQ, with heightened restrictions from August 1 to 15 to curb the coronavirus outbreak. Iloilo Province and three other places will also remain under Enhanced Community Quarantine, or ECQ, from August 1 to 7 as a precaution against the virus spread. The latest quarantine classification levels of the cities and provinces were recommended by the Interagency Task Force for the Management of Emerging Infectious Diseases during a meeting yesterday, July 28. Meanwhile, Duterte has ordered the police and barangay officials to not let unvaccinated people go around the streets, telling them to escort these walking spreaders home and not let them out. In his pre-recorded public address late last night, the president reiterated that the answer to the problem at hand was vaccination. He said the vaccines for those who refused to take the shot should immediately be given to those who were willing. Duterte said he was forced to make the move to save the country, and he would take full responsibility for his order. Meanwhile, the president said those who have already gotten vaccinated were free to go outside. The country has so far recorded more than 1.5 million coronavirus cases, including 119 cases of the highly transmissible Delta variant. 25 of these Delta cases were reportedly detected in Metro Manila.
Filipino weightlifter and Olympic gold medalist Aileen Diaz is back home in the Philippines. The 30-year-old athlete arrived at the Naiya Terminal 2 yesterday afternoon, July 28. Minutes after her arrival, Aileen had a virtual courtesy call with President Duterte, wearing her Philippine Air Force uniform and the Olympic gold medal. President Duterte pledged to give Diaz 3 million pesos and a fully furnished house in her hometown of Zamboanga City for giving the country pride at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics this week. In their meeting, aired live over state-run channels, President Duterte expressed pride about Diaz's achievement, being the country's first Olympic gold medalist since the Philippines took part in the event in 1924. Duterte likewise said, Diaz will be given a Presidential Medal of Merit in appropriate ceremonies in Malacañang. President Duterte recognized Diaz's sacrifices in her journey for the gold medal. He even told Diaz to forget all the years of disappointments and not good things that happened in the past. Meanwhile, the president, noting her newfound fame, said Diaz may consider taking on another role so she can help the country aside from being a member of the Armed Forces of the Philippines. Duterte ended his virtual meeting with Diaz by giving her a salute. The southwest monsoon, or habagat, is seen to continue affecting the country and may bring more rains, particularly over Luzon and western Visayas, according to the State Weather Bureau on Thursday, July 29. The Philippine Atmospheric Geophysical and Astronomical Services Administration, or PAGASA, said monsoon rains will persist in Ilocos Region, Benguet, Zambales, Bataan, Tarlac, Pampanga, and Occidental Mindoro. Weather specialist Benison Esrajera said Metro Manila and the rest of Luzon will continue to experience occasional rains brought by habagat.
Likewise, Western Visayas may experience cloudy skies with light to moderate to at times heavy rains, particularly in the afternoon. As for the rest of the country, Estrada said that fair weather conditions will prevail. But he noted that there is a high chance of localized thunderstorms late in the day over central Mindanao and eastern Visayas. Meanwhile, a shallow low-pressure area was spotted 1,035 kilometers east-northeast of extreme northern Luzon. However, the state weather agency noted that the LPA has a slim chance of intensifying into a tropical cyclone.
Here is a roundup of news in and around Metro Manila. Let's watch these reports.
Quezon City Police District Director Brigadier General Antonio Yara clarified Wednesday that the police did not block the rallyists from marching towards Tandangsora Avenue near the venue of President Duterte's State of the Nation address. Yara said the protesters almost occupied the entire Commonwealth area, prompting the cops to contain them and provide lanes for the motorists. Yara said the rallyists were allowed to proceed with their march after negotiations between the police and the protest leaders. The QCP director said he immediately went to the area after he was informed about the commotion. Pateros Mayor Miguel Ike Ponce III has ordered the arrests of people violating the mandatory wearing of face masks and face shields in the municipality due to the threat of highly contagious Delta variant. Mayor Ponce said to prevent this, municipal government will be tightening rules, focusing on strict implementation of health protocols and border control. Under Municipal Ordinance 2020-20, face masks or face shields violators face a fine of 2,000 pesos or detention for at least 12 hours. If violators is a minor, the parent or guardian will face the penalty.
Now, let's take a look at the latest news in other parts of the country. Here are the details.
A portion of the Leonard Wood Road in Baguio City collapsed due to incessant rains the past few days. Initial investigation revealed that cracks were noticed at the sidewalk due to the swaying of electric posts and pine trees. One lane is passable along Leonard Wood and for outbound vehicles. Inbound vehicles have to pass through the Navy base. The city and other parts of the Cordillera have been experiencing heavy downpour for over 10 days, causing landslides and floods. The National Bureau of Investigation has been ordered to investigate the deaths of two activists who were reportedly killed by policemen in Ginubatan, Albay last July 26, the day President Duterte delivered his last State of the Nation address. Through Department Order No. 175 issued by Justice Secretary Minardo Guevara last Wednesday, July 28, the NBI is directed and granted authority to conduct an investigation on the killing of Marlon Naperi and Jemar Palero. Reports stated that Naperi and Palero were caught spray-painting a slogan against the president on the occasion of his last sauna and were killed along the Banao Bridge in Ginubatan by patrolling PNP members. The Commission on Higher Education has allowed the state-run University of Southern Mindanao main campus to hold limited face-to-face classes for the nursing program this school year. SHED Chairperson J. Prospero De Vera III said the institute is currently preparing all requirements based on the guidance issued by SHED to warrant the safety of all students and personnel against the transmission of COVID-19. Aside from the University of Southern Mindanao, SHED has also given similar certificates to 12 other higher education institutions in the region. The limited face-to-face classes were granted to higher education institutions that offer medical courses such as medicine, nursing, medical technology, medical laboratory science, physical therapy, midwifery, and public health.
Now for the updates from news around the world, here is that report.
Junta authorities in Myanmar are seeking help for the international community to tackle the coronavirus, according to state media Wednesday. Stay-at-home orders affecting millions have failed to halt the surge, with crematoriums working at the capacity and volunteers working to bring out the bodies of people who have died in their homes. Junta leaders Min Aung Hlaing said that Myanmar should seek money from a COVID-19 response fund set up by the ASEAN. The junta has ordered a total of 4 million vaccine doses from China, it said earlier this month, and Beijing will donate a further 2 million. France will enforce new legislation that will make a health pass compulsory to visit a cafe, board a plane or travel on an intercity train from August 9, according to the government spokesperson Wednesday. It has sparked mass protests in France, but the government is determined to press ahead and make the health pass a key part of the fight against COVID-19. The rising infections driven by Delta variant with an average of 19,000 daily cases, 97% higher than a week ago, means that the health situation in France is continuing to get worse and remains worrying, spokesman said. American biopharmaceutical company Pfizer said Wednesday a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine can strongly boost protection against the Delta variant. Antibody levels against the Delta variant in people aged 18 to 55 who receive a third dose of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine are greater than fivefold than following second dose, according to data posted at the company's teleconference. Among people aged 65 to 85, the Pfizer data suggests that antibody levels against the Delta variant after receiving a third dose are greater than 11-fold than following a second dose. Pfizer anticipates applying for emergency use authorization for a third dose of its vaccine as soon as next month.
Here are the latest news in showbiz. Let's watch this.
Jinky Pacquiao, the wife of boxing legend and Senator Manny Pacquiao, apologized on Instagram after some netizens called her out for posting the wrong emoji flag for the Philippines. Jinky was among the local stars who congratulated weightlifter Hidilyn Diaz after she won a gold medal for the country at the Tokyo Olympics. However, Jinky used the wrong emoji in her congratulatory message. She deleted the old post and uploaded a new congratulatory message. In the new post, Jinky asked for forgiveness and admitted that she posted the wrong emoji flag in her Instagram story. Jinky said that the old post was unintentional.
And the latest news from Manila Bulletin's sports section. Let's watch this.
Filipino boxer Yumir Marshall had an easy Olympic debut as he scored a win via referee-stopped contest in the first round against Yunis Nemuchi of Algeria in their round of 16 middleweight class bout in the Tokyo Olympics early Thursday, July 29. Marshall put an end to the fight with 19 seconds left in the opening round after the referee signaled a halt for a doctor to check on a cut on Nemuchi's right eyebrow, the third time it happened during the match. With a victory, the 25-year-old Marshall moved to the quarterfinal round where he will try to secure of at least a bronze medal. He will face Armenian Arman Darchinyan. Meanwhile, Irish Magno bows out of the competition after suffering a unanimous decision defeat at the hands of Taifo Jutamas Jitpong in the women's boxing flyweight division.
And those are the news on web today. For more news and details, get your copy of the Manila Bulletin newspaper tomorrow, or you can log on to www.mb.com.ph. You may also subscribe to our newsletter through the link on this video's caption to have the day's latest news delivered to your inbox. I'm Barbie Atienza for Manila Bulletin. Join us again tomorrow. This has been MB Now. Be fully informed.